Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey.
Let's go.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We got a bunch of stuff we're going to get to here, y'all. But
what's happening?
I don't know. Couple things. Taylor Swift Code Word coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. So if you want to go see the movie this weekend, that is your spot.
Mm-hmm. And it's a private screening, too. Don't undersell it. It's not like you're this is exclusive.
With other Alice listeners.
Yeah. At the Arapo Crossing 16.
Oh, yeah.
In Aurora.
Yay. He's a pro.
Yeah. Another thing, Love is Blind parties tonight. So if you're on the reserve list, don't forget.
Right.
Get your butt there.
We'll see you there.
What's his bucket tickets every...
Ed Sheeran.
Thanks, that guy. The other thing that I want to get out before we start, tomorrow will be the RSVP for the Coloradun party.
That's right.
And I've started to see there's a whole bunch of Colorado prizes.
The prize list for that one is crazy.
Casa Bonita just came through.
So yeah.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
It's dinner for four at the Casa Bonita.
That's wow.
That's going to be amazing. So 3 o'clock tomorrow, we'll keep reminding you as we get closer. But like, yeah, you're going to RSVP for that event next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Right now, we want to talk about, what are we calling this? Sibling Smackdown?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
What even possessed us in this room to start reminiscing about?
I was thinking about how I used to be a bratty little sister, and then it reminded me of all the times they hurt me.
Like physically.
Yes.
Girls get physical with each other?
Oh, yeah.
In a scratching and biting kind of way.
Hair pulling.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
More cat fight than you'd think.
But it happens.
But that, do your parents do the thing like boys? Well, I mean, at a certain point, they put the boys in one shirt or whatever and make them fight it out. Have you ever seen that?
There's no parents around during this.
Oh,
this
is so they're like more
girls
secretive.
Are sly.
It's,
yeah.
Prison rules.
They're like, you little, you know,
the kick under the table.
Yeah.
But your parents are going to see that when somebody jerks.
Not if notice? They're cooking in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Okay. So what is how did they hurt you?
Well, many ways, and also maybe. At
psychologically?
Definitely psychologically, but maybe at a point I took their wrist and dug my fingernails into them and one of them bled.
What?
They were being very mean. They were being mean, but one in particular.
Sticks and stones may break my, what are you doing? Like they were being mean to you and you decided to try to kill them?
I wasn't trying to kill them. It was just.
That's where the veins are.
It was like upper arm, not like right on their veins.
You're right. Well, how stupid of me.
This is an example.
She said wrist. Did she not say wrist?
I'm just trying to scare them. Relax.
She's defending herself.
Yeah. When you're the little sister, Erin knows, you've got to defend yourself. Because another time, my sister goes, Erica, come here. We go into the office, aka the computer room. And she's like, I want to show you something I learned at school today. And I'm like, absolutely. Yes, ma'am. Let's do it. You want to hang out with me? She goes to... not hit me, allegedly. Karate kicks me, wind knocked out of me. I'm on the ground and she's screaming, don't tell mom.
What? So what had nothing to do with it? She just wanted to get you into a room where there was no supervision.
The doors were closed.
And then she just went, well, back.
To this day, she claims she didn't mean to.
What was she trying to show you?
A karate kick.
Right, without hitting me, allegedly. Girl, do you know how
she's
long your legs
to do, like,
are?
Hoo-ha!
Right.
And then, and like stop
and
right
then, yeah,
at her.
And she didn't. She didn't stop. She like,
she sent me to the floor.
Do you understand that my sibling Smackdown, I'm the baby as well in this room. Only Tiak is the odd man out.
Mm-hmm.
But I have three older brothers.
Yeah.
So It was like the DMV where they just took a number and it's like, oh, it's my turn.
I'm up.
And they just beat the my one brother would watch full-length TV episodes while holding me down.
Yeah.
And letting spit come out of his mouth to my face and then sucking it back up.
That's disgusting.
And he was real bad at keeping it back up. That's not funny.
But didn't your third brother, did they pick on him a lot and then you came and he's like, oh, thank, like,
yeah,
finally.
Yeah, I'm sure. But then they hadn't had their fill of him, so they still did it to me. So I had three boys. The one who did it the most was the third.
I was going to say, because he's getting retaliation.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was horrifying.
Yeah.
He was like a master Guantanamo Bay torture guy.
Yeah. Yep.
It was like waterboarding was invented by my brother, Chris, for sure. It was.
Okay. Oh, Tiak finds this so funny as not a youngest sibling.
I like how you described it. It sounds like he just spit on you.
No,
he didn't even try to keep it.
Do you know what the cradle is? It's like a wrestling move where they hold you and you're like, your face is against your leg, and he'd watch a full TV show with me in the cradle. Like, I couldn't move.
That's crazy.
That's not funny. Why? Okay.
I was the oldest. I had younger sisters. No one. We didn't fight.
I think it's time. I'm going to about to be your big brother.
No, oh, my God.
I never got to be a big brother to anybody. I will hold you down.
Okay.
I haven't yet.
Wanda!
Hax has got his mouth open. Like, let's go. Okay. So if you've had a sibling smackdown, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I'm also the youngest. My brother and I, we used to play like WWE hard. We had the belts. We had a recliner that went up.
He's ginormous.
He's
also how much older than you?
3 years.
Okay.
But he was always like kind of taller for his age. But we'd be like doing somersaults off of the furniture. And
onto
like,
each other?
Onto each other, like actual physical, not pretending.
They pretend in wrestling.
We didn't know that.
Okay.
Oh,
and your parents just...
Oh, my mom wasn't home. She was working.
It's the latchkey kids that get beat. As soon as my mom started working, the torture went up to the next level. It was horrifying.
I never got the knife chased. I heard it's a big thing for like older siblings to chase people, the younger siblings around with knives. Never got that though.
My brother chased my other brother down with a spoon instead of a knife, but it was the same because he like hucked it and it stuck in his back. Like fully in. He's got a like crescent moon, I guess, shaped scar in the middle of his back because it's the big spoon.
What is wrong with people?
It's what you do with siblings.
Yeah. Like,
we're asking people to call in with their stories of this. So
I know.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
I have one. It's less smackdown because I was an older brother. I had two younger sisters. So I didn't beat them up, right? Like that was not, I couldn't beat, they were.
You can.
But,
brothers and sisters can roughhouse. But obviously Aaron's proof.
Right? I fought physically more with my brother than my sister for sure. My sister was more like mentally
degrading.
Oh, okay. One time I had a sleepover. I was probably 10 or so. And so we were sleeping on the pullout couch in the basement. And my little sister, who was probably 2 at the time, had gotten up and came down to like kind of wake us up. She ended up just crawling into bed with us and was laying there. And then my sister peed in the bed. At the time, I was also a bedwetter. My buddy, also a bedwetter.
Stop.
So the three of us all woke up and are like,
which one of
you? So, who did this?
Spider-Man meme.
Oh,
And what did you do? Did you smell the pee? How do you figure out who did it?
I think she was more wet, like her shorts were, than ours. But I was explaining that. Like, well, it could be any of us, Mom. Either way, we're going to need to do a load of laundry. That's kind of psychological. Even at 2, she was playing
a sibling smackdown, but I love the story a great deal.
Siblings can be very tough.
All right, if you've had a sibling smackdown, we'd love to hear your story too. 303-222-5423.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Apparently, we're talking about sibling smackdowns. And I do feel a little bit weird about T-Hack.
Yeah.
I just feel like
I want to tackle him.
You were the big brother, so you should have dealt it out. But you had sisters, so you didn't.
Yeah, like, no, I've never roughhoused, really. I remember going to my buddy's house who had a brother, and they were like going at each other like alley cats. And I was like on the couch just...
He had quiet drawing time.
I did. Yeah.
Do your kids,
during nap time. Yeah.
Do your kids fight? Do they roughhouse?
No, they don't. No. In fact, we tried to show our son Arthur. You know the TV show Arthur?
Yeah.
And he and DW are so terrible to each other. I was like, you can't watch this. Because it was like Hazel wasn't born yet. I was like, you can't. I don't want you getting any ideas. Like the way they talk to each other is crazy.
Oh, DW is. Yeah, they don't like each other.
No.
Okay. Sibling smackdowns. Let's start with Heather.
Yay.
Sibling smackdown, what happened?
Okay, besides the time that she tied me to a tree, my sister, her and her friend thought it was going to be a good idea to put me into a storm drain. Okay, the water from the bay started coming up. I live in New Jersey on the New Jersey shore, and the water from the bay started coming up, and they could not get me out because the water was just caving into this tunnel. So I found myself all the way to the end of the cul-de-sac where there was, you know, a drain system, and I'm screaming up to them from the bottom of the hole.
They almost killed you. Like,
I no longer want children.
No, what? And then were you didn't tell your parents, obviously.
Did you get out?
Oh, I did. She got beaten the heck out of, but yeah. Yeah, I mean, this is like, I mean, I'm telling you, she tied me to the tree.
Yeah, no, you glossed right over that. Right. That was one of those, you know, like one does with their sibling.
I'm so glad you're alive.
And like, the fire department had to come, and the water was all coming in. The tide was moving in. It was so scary. I think I was 7. I'm terrified of water now.
Okay. Thank you, Heather. It's lovely.
Thank you.
Lovely chatting with you.
That seems, yeah.
How would you ever be normal again?
I don't know.
Was this a mistake?
I don't. Yes. Leonidas.
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sibling smackdown. What happened with you?
Well, when I was about 2 or 3, my mother and sister and dad told me that I was chasing my sister around with a butter knife because she wouldn't let me do something. I think now let me draw with her a color or something.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I told you.
It's proportionate response.
You were 2 or 3.
Yes. Well, it was around the Chucky era, you know, when Chucky came out. No.
Yeah. So you thought that's just what little things do. They grab a knife and they kill. Run. Yeah, they kill other.
What would you
things.
Have thought if you caught her?
It's a butter knife. He's not going to, he can't hurt her that bad.
You can just do a big cut.
No, it won't cut. Unless he doesn't have enough strength to break skin and bone.
Okay.
All right, Leonidas. Lovely chatting with you. Alyssa.
Hi.
Sibling Hi. Smackdown. Hi. Yeah, what happened?
So me and my sister, my younger sister, we used to fight like grown men in the back of an alley. And we sent each other to the hospital a couple of times.
Not once, but a couple?
Yeah.
Who are the grown men fighting in alleys? There's so much about the world.
Yeah, okay. And your parents just were like, get through it, fight it out? Like,
yeah,
what?
They just let us duke it out.
Okay.
And then have hospital bills.
Two co-pays all at once.
Are you close to them now?
Yeah, me and her are super close. I'm actually next to her right now.
Oh my God.
Smackdown! Smackdown! Smackdown!
Chelsea?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Sibling smackdown. What happened to you?
Okay, so my sister used to like put me in like a wrestling headlock.
Yep, that was me.
And crack my toes.
Wait.
Like hold me
down.
What
kind of wingspan did she have?
No, because it's once you're... They put you in that like headlock thing, and then like they fold you into yourself, and then she can do whatever she wants to you.
Oh, your toes,
yep. and crack my toes, and now I'm 33 now, so I cannot ever crack my toes anymore because it gives me sciatic pain, and I literally blame her for that. So
yeah, she scarred you.
I can
forever.
Never crack my toes.
Yeah.
Ever again.
You got to let that go because cracking your toes is delicious.
I was going to say, she did you a favor. It's nice.
Oh, it's so good.
Ooh. Mm.
No, it's not nice. It's not nice.
Yeah. These are so traumatizing.
Thank you for the call, Chelsea. Lisa?
Yes.
Yes.
Yay.
Yay. Sibling smackdown. What happened?
Oh, well, when I was growing up in Michigan, my brother used to make the most amazing ice rinks in our backyard ever.
Ooh, nice.
Sweet.
And put railroad ties around him and everything. And he'd go out and skate because he likes to play hockey and stuff. And he'd ask me to come out and skate with him because he had a big, huge board. He would take slap shots at. So I would be skating around, and all of a sudden I'd get in front of the board, and he'd go, oh, stop a minute. So I'd stop, and all of a sudden he'd start taking slap shots at me with a real puck, full force. And I was terrified. I was moved.
Yeah. No,
and you had no padding on?
No.
No. Thank God I had, he was a good shot.
So he was not trying to hit you. He was trying to prove he could direct the puck.
He didn't care.
No, he did. He needs a goalie there. And he, yeah, I get it. I for sure. Oh my God. I remember this exact thing. My brothers all learned to shoot. So they would put me at the down by the target. And they'd be like, hold something. And they were such good shots, I could hold it.
What?
That's insane.
It's just a BB gun. It wasn't a killer.
Oh, gosh.
But
I don't want to scratch up the desk and put something on it. You get out there.
Oh, my gosh.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.